Proclamation No. 0447 of 2nd of June, 1938. Suffering, a necessity. Divine will over the power of evil. Let the Lord prevail at all times, He will make it right. The many miracles in nature give you a testimony that nothing can change anywhere, except by God's will. And just as always and eternally the same will remain the same, as far as the growth of plants, of animals and of humans is concerned, so also God will know how to direct all events in such a way that they always correspond to a purpose and so, whether apparently good or evil, will always serve mankind in a promoting way. Thus the Heavenly Father has reserved it for Himself, to without exception consider humans with suffering, and thereby performs only a work of love on them. You people do not grasp this because you see only the dull hours that this suffering causes you, but not the often considerable change of the soul, which is a consequence of this suffering. If you consider this, then a single moment can be enough to reveal the Lord to you in your suffering. You can suddenly understand that you will be spared long periods of groping in darkness through a single day of suffering. And you must recognize its great blessing. Therefore seek to recognize above all the necessity of such tests, then they will also no longer burden you so oppressively. For the Lord bless you and give you strength. See, in the wide worldly realm, there is only one will. Never in infinity two ruling powers, good and evil, but the power of the eternal Godhead is unlimited and also commands over darkness. To the worldly wise, the influence of good and evil appears to be of equal power and strength. Yes, he even denies that the good could ever win, and thus recognizes the power of evil as predominant. In this world on earth, evil is so strongly predominant that the danger is very great of having complete victory over man. But in times of greatest trouble, the work of the Godhead is intent on awakening in people a sudden recognition of evil, and this breaks the power of such power of darkness. God has given man free will, and this unfortunately turns far too often to evil. But the power of love is nevertheless stronger in its effect than the power of hate of the underworld. And so, even without coercion, the human soul will not completely fall under the spell of hostile power. Every good deed triggers infinitely more blessings than the act of hatred can bring about in terms of destruction of the soul. And where the divine love embraces the whole universe, it can never ever fall completely under the power of the opponent. And even if the struggle lasts for thousands of years and eternities, love will always take souls away from the enemy, and every heart dwelling in sin and darkness will be purified by the fire of love, if it only has the will to pass from darkness into light. Amen.